Remember, do not operate heavy machinery or do any other activity that requires your full attention. I want you to find a comfortable space with your back in a position so that you can remain in this way for a period of time. I would like you to separate your hands from each other to reduce distractions. Uncross your legs or your ankles to reduce discomfort that could arise in your hips, knees, or ankles. If you are wearing glasses, remove them now and place them in a safe place. Be sure to use the restroom. Silence your phone or minimize any other distractions before we continue with this hypnosis technique. You may dim the lights and make yourself as comfortable as possible. Close your eyes now and take yourself to your favorite place. This may be a vacation spot, a cabin in the woods, or along the side of a beautiful river. You are calm here and relaxed. You find a comfortable spot and lie back for a rest. You can hear many soothing sounds around you, and starting with your toes, I'd like you to begin to feel them relax. Each muscle in your feet becoming completely and totally relaxed. As your mind moves up to your calves, you feel the tension slowly melt away and feel heavy and completely relaxed. The sensation of relaxation is climbing higher and up into your thighs. This wonderful sensation spreads, and now both of your legs are completely heavy and relaxed. It crawls slowly up into your hips. You feel them begin to sink down, down into the soft surface beneath you. Your back, your chest, the heaviness grows. They are now tension-free and relaxed. Traveling up to your neck, your jaw, and your entire head, they are all feeling more and more heavy with each breath that you take. This feeling begins to travel down through your shoulders, your elbows, down both of your arms, into your hands, and even into your fingers. You are completely content, safe, and relaxed. In your mind now, you are floating in a cloud of total bliss. And as I count down from 10 to 1, you will reach your deepest level of hypnosis. You will still be fully functioning and aware, and all external noises will only help to further relax you and send you deeper into this feeling of contentment. 10. Feeling more relaxed, arms and legs floating freely. 9. Deeper and deeper into the soft surface beneath you. 8. 7. 6. farther and farther down. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Deeply relaxed now and completely safe. I want you to go down into your subconscious mind, into your unconscious. And I want you to focus now on the word abundance. What does this word abundance mean to you? I want you to tell yourself now that I realize that abundance is a good thing and I am worthy of it. I perceive that I am entitled to life's many blessings. But to me, abundance is much more than merely money or things. Abundance is having good friends and being a good friend. Abundance is a harmonious life, a music-filled home, creative work, a meaningful relationship, quiet inner peace with strength and spiritual growth. I will enter into a new age, and for me, this new age is the age of abundance. I see abundance all around me, in nature, in the fields and the forests, the rivers, the seas, deep within the earth and high into the sky, there is abundance for all. I feel abundance in and around me. It is here and it is now. I welcome this abundance with joy and delight. In my creative imagination, I see an economic healing happening. It seems a miracle. I have been blessed with abundance. I have opened an inner door and stepped into the sunlight of abundance in all its manifestations, and I say, thank you for this great gift, for I know that it becomes not from me, but through me. And with this new abundance, I can grow and serve that I may be a channel of blessings to others. For abundance is an expression of love. I have tuned into the aura of abundance that surrounds me. Like the electromagnetic field of a magnet, which extends beyond the magnet itself, so it is with my energy field, reaching out far beyond the actual physical me. And as a magnet, it draws abundance to me. It attracts and guides me to abundance. And this I now do. To attract abundance, I now act and think as one who already has abundance. I smile often and easily. I enjoy taking time for the little things and the quiet things in life. I walk tall and proud and perhaps just a little faster now. I have many exciting new habits reflecting this abundance. To attract abundance, I take good care of my physical appearance, but I take even better care to balance my inner appearance. I am aware now to choose my spoken words carefully, but I am even more considerate of my unspoken words. I use positive, cheerful words easily and often, for they reflect the profound, positive, cheerful feelings deep inside of me. To attract abundance, I praise others for the good that they do. I compliment their honesty and sincerity. I thank others lavishly. I compliment and thank myself also, and welcome this new me. I like listening attentively to others, and they enjoy listening to me. To attract abundance, I find meaning and joy in the work that I do, my activities, and my service to others. Work is love in action, so I happily do more and contribute more than I am paid for. My creative work is a pleasure and a fulfillment. But if my present job is void of creativity and promise, then I can analyze the alternatives and take the steps necessary for rewarding new career in whatever field I choose. To attract abundance, I carefully make lists of my goals, my ideals, and my plans, especially my plan of action. I write out in detail what I will accomplish, how I will accomplish it, and when I will accomplish it. I make realistic, short-range goals, and I make reasonable, long-range goals, and then I simply go out and do it. And I often believe that I am far ahead of my goals. To attract abundance, I make friends and associate with positive, creative, and active people. For I realize that I am always influenced by the people around me and with me. So it is vital that I choose wisely those with whom I work and play, live and love and grow. Positive, happy, encouraging people and inspiring me as I encourage and inspire them. To attract abundance, I clean out all excess clutter in my life. I phase out all trash. I give away my neglected things that others may use them. I make room for the many, many blessings coming my way. I joyfully bestow my blessings by sharing my excess abundance with others. And as the useless and the unwanted depart, I experience the freedom and the lightness of an unburdened life. What then comes in to fill the void will be a joy and delight. To attract abundance, I allow myself to laugh often and to laugh loudly. My sense of humor has expanded into a habit of laughter. With happiness and laughter, I attract new friends, positive people who laugh and enjoy life with me. With joy and laughter, I improve my health and appearance. I laugh, and the world laughs with me. I make people laugh each and every day, for laughter is like an internal massage. To attract abundance, I open my doors wide when opportunity knocks, and I welcome them with open arms. My life now is exciting and active, and many, many blessings come to my door. If nothing succeeds like success, then nothing is more abundant than abundance. I open the door to joyful discussion of abundance. I open the door to my actions and thoughts of abundance. I open the door to any caring for my outer and inner appearance. I open the door to praising others and myself. I open the door to new joy in my creative work. I open the door to listing my goals, ideals, and my plan for action. I open the door to expanding my world of friends. I open the door to releasing the excesses in my life. I open the door to joy and laughter. I open the door to the new me, today, now, and it is so. In my creative imagination, I can see a clear, sharp image of myself attracting abundance. I take time to review my ideals and my goals. See them now. Imagine them. Create them. I hear friends congratulating me on my successes. I feel a total enrichment has already been accomplished. Now I realize the great secret of abundance. Abundance is not an end in itself, but a growing process, the result of my creative work and efforts. I believe in myself, and I have learned from the past. Make plans for the future, but live in the eternal now. I already have abundance, and by the joyous welcoming and sharing of abundance with others, I increase my abundance 100-fold. And now, I am going to count back from 5 to 1. When I reach the number 1, you can then awaken and feel good. 5, you will remember everything you have just experienced. 4, very satisfied with the changes that have been taking place within your mind. 3. You are now more in touch with the room around you. 2. The mind and body are returning back to normal. And 1. In your mind's eye, within the next minute, you will become wide awake, refreshed, relaxed, and feeling great.